We bring on the head coach of the Arkansas men's track and field, Chris Bucknum. Coach, I guess this is getting to be a regular hat. We're going to talk to you after every SEC championship.
I can live with that. That'd be fine with me.
And you got to be superstitious, so when you win, you got to come on. That's right.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Well, tell us about how the weekend went in Columbia. Obviously, another outdoor title for the men, and your fourth for you. But talk about this batch of Razorbacks that were able to do it again.
Well, I'll tell you, we're coming off of that indoor national championship in the SEC title indoors as well. And it took us a while to reboot and kind of get everybody back on the same page again. You know, it's a short turnaround from March until May, switching seasons and going outside. We're battling the weather a little bit and, you know, all the cool stuff. And then going up to Columbia, which was quite different than the other SC schools we've been to. It was a little bit cool up there as well. But this group, they persevered, and we did reboot, and we had a heck of a track meet on Sunday, and we really, put the hammer down and pulled away from everybody with five big wins on Sunday. So it was a great weekend. The kids did a great job.
Yeah, Coach, congratulations. Very excited for you. And I did want to get you kind of touched on it, but when the weather does change like that, what does it change your practice up? Or, if you're going to an outdoor meet, do you like to just practice outdoors? And if it's an indoor, do you, like to just practice indoors? But does it change it up at all?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great question, because we utilized our indoor facility quite often this spring. It's funny because the sprinters, if it's below 60 degrees, man, they want to go inside.
Even if the sun is out,
they want to go inside. When I was coaching up in Iowa, everybody had their shirts off, for crying out loud. But down here, it's a lot different. And so we did utilize the indoor facility for those. Man, we had a bunch of them, a bunch of cold days. We had snow in May, and we used it. And, you don't like to be inside a lot because it changes your perspective. You know, we're on a 200-meter track in Tyson Indoor, and, we compete on a quarter-mile track, a 400-meter track outside. So, you don't want to be in there too much, but we certainly utilized it and glad we had it, this spring.
I was going to say, it must be nice to have the facilities to where you can go in and utilize something like that.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why this job was so attractive, was the fact that the facilities are phenomenal. And, just a few years ago, Jeff Long and the administration made a huge move for us by leaving the indoor track up permanently in Tyson all year round. That's a portable track that used to come up at the end of the indoor season. Everything would come up, the runways, everything. And Jeff and his people made a decision to keep that thing there permanently. It's a heck of a recruiting tool for us in the off season when we can bring people into that indoor facility. But certainly we can use it when it's really lousy outside in the spring. So that really helps.
Chris, talk about what is going on at the University of Arkansas right now in the spring sports. You've got baseball that's ranked high, looking at potentially hosting a regional. The men's golf team is hosting an NCAA regional. The women's golf team is going to the nationals. The softball team is in an NCAA regional. And now you've got your track team looking at potentially going out and trying to win an NCAA championship. It just seems like these spring sports are thriving at the University of Arkansas.
They are. And you left one good one out, too. I know they got third at the SEC meet, but they're
the
in
women's,
a tough league. But, man, they're ranked, I'm not sure, maybe in the top 10 for sure. And they have a shot. They were on the podium indoors, and they have a shot at a podium outside. So when you talk about a podium, it's a top four finish. So you're right. There's a lot of energy on campus. I think our administration is putting us in a good position with the upgrades in the facilities and just just the way they approach us. And my job in particular, they knew that it was a tough job taking over for Coach Mack, and yet They never, you know, they just put their arm around me and said, hey, we want to help you, you know, keep it going and what we can do. And I think that's true for all the sports here. And, you know, we're reaping the benefit of it, I think.
And Coach, now, you know, the last time I ran track was in high school, but you would have times, the coach would have your times listed, and that's how they would kind of throw you out in the heat because you'd have times on other players also.
Sure.
Do you guys, and we talked earlier about the baseball team, how they're going to the tournament and their goal is to win 5 games. Now, track's a little different. Do y'all have a point total that y'all look at that you say, okay, this is the number we kind of set it at that we're going to try to get to?
Well, we will have a form chart. There's no question, kind of a dope sheet form chart. And we'll look at the rankings, the top 10 rankings in each event of the SEC. There's a top 10 of where all the schools are at. And then we know the personnel pretty well. We can, you know, we can pick and choose, you know, takes a little bit of guesswork, but hopefully educated guess. We've been lucky lately of picking who's going to run what event, who's going to do what event from what school. We put together a final tally sheet, and we go into that meet with the fact that, hey, you know what, we thought we could score 157 points if everything, you know, if everything went good. You know, we look at ours as, we be a little bit conservative, but and we had Texas A&M at 136 and Florida at 134, and I think, you know, it came out pretty close to that. So, yeah, we do. I mean, we look at that, we calculate, we kind of put our guys where we think we can maximize the points. And the one thing about track and field, with the exception of maybe the jumps, is that, you know, once you put them in that race, man, you're just in the stands praying because right. There's not a whole lot of coaching going on. But yet in the vault, in the long jump, the triple jump, those technical events where I have two outstanding coaches, Doug Case and Travis Skefford, you know, there's a lot of, with different attempts, three attempts at each bar, there's a lot of coaching going on there as well. You know, one example is Andrew Irwin was on the third attempt at 17.9.
Right.
If he doesn't make it, he finishes third place. If he makes it, they go to 18.4. The Tennessee guy had already made the thing, and Andrew went down into a 10-mile-an-hour headwind, made 17.9. I mean, that's almost unheard
of.
That
is awesome.
And so that's what goes on. Yep.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, how do the times actually translate over, and were there any PRs? You know, did any of the athletes have any PRs on this day?
Well, you know, again, we've got a lot of our athletes. Caleb Cross from Newport, Arkansas, unbelievable athlete. You know, he's running 4x1, the 110 highs, the 400 trials, and two of those the day before.
Right.
You know, there's not this. It's all about scoring the points.
You're grinding out, right?
You're grinding it out, and the SEC is a meat grinding meat. But we did have a bunch of personal bests. We had a javelin thrower throw 25 feet further than he'd ever thrown before.
Really? That is unbelievable.
Got third point. Now, he was a guy in a form chart and javelin. We did not have him scoring any points, and he put a 6 up on the board. That was huge for us.
Bonus points, yeah.
Yep, for sure. So it doesn't make any difference, you know, how you get to that 157, but that was kind of our magical number.
Yeah, go ahead, Trey.
Chris, up next, the NCAA West prelims, May 23rd through the 25th down in a place that we love to hate, Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
But what are you expecting from your guys then and trying to handicap the NCAA outdoor? Do you have enough guys qualified to where you think you can get enough points to possibly win an outdoor title this year?
Well, I'll tell you, I guess you could call this the round of 48. The top 48 athletes in the west of the Mississippi, are in this meet coming up in 2 weeks in each event. That gets whittled down to 24 guys in each event. And so our goal is to have as many of our hitters in that top 24 as possible so that when we go to Eugene 2 weeks after that, those are the finals, semis and the finals, and that's where we score the points. So hard to say right now except the fact that, you know, we're the defending indoor champs. We're ranked 5th in the country. We actually think we're better than that. And it all depends on what happens down in Austin and if we get everybody through or not. So we got to get to that. We got to get each one of our guys in that final 24. And then, you know, we can talk about a national championship.
Is it the same guy that does the preseason football that has y'all?
I was going to say, Coach, you sound like you have a chip on your shoulder. I hope the rest of the team does too when they go down there.
Hey, you can't win unless you have a chip on your shoulder. Let me tell you, okay? That's you know, the best. Everybody has a competitive edge in something, and we certainly, even though we're the University of Arkansas, you know, people underestimate us nationally. And I hope that they continue to do that because, you know, that's our competitive edge. We feel like we can get our guys at the right point at the right time. We've done it, and you know, we hope that we can do it again.
Matt, exactly, that's called swagger. I like swagger.
I love it. And you did kind of answer a question I was going to ask you. Who did better than what you thought? You said the javelin thrower. What was his name again?
Jeff Woods. But you know, it's hard to single out 30 guys. You know, we had 30 guys at the meet. 22 of them scored in 17 of the 21 events, and that's pretty amazing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is, Coach.
You know, we're you know, track and field is a team sport at Arkansas. It always has been. It always will be. And you know, that'll be our MO, and that's what we'll continue to try to do because that SEC is important to us.
Yes, Coach. Thanks a lot for joining us, and congrats, and good luck moving forward.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on.